Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast.
All right. Welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined in studio by Zach Columbia. What's up, buddy?
What's up, man? No nickname for me.
No. We haven't done our nickname for Randy in probably 150 episodes.
Yeah, I was just hoping for one.
You're just getting too... Zach, attack. It's just getting too hard.
Yeah.
Too hard. Randy's out. He's fighting something off. So we just want to get in here and shoot the show, riff a little bit. We're going to have a good show for you today. But before I do that, if you're not in our Business Talk with Fitness Professionals Facebook group, go join that. Obviously, you're going to need to be a gym owner. And that's where we continue the conversations, all things fitness, business, marketing, sales, staffing, all kinds of stuff is going on in there. So there's like probably, I don't know, it's like 1300 gyms in there at this point, but it's a great group. If you're not in there, go join Business Talk with Fitness Professionals on Facebook. Give it a shot. All right. So what do we got today? So topic, because what are we in December?
Yeah. Just the second today.
Today's the second. So you're probably hearing this, the sixth or fifth or something like that. But, here's the thing. In fitness, in the industry, everybody gets hyped for New Year's resolutions, January. Oh, there should be a line out the door. People are going to be calling us off the hook, just trying to get in here to get in shape because they got this great New Year's resolution.
Yep.
And while that's somewhat true, I would honestly say we've never had a big January rush. It always goes into February, March. And that just goes to tell you, like, people are even that, like, they said it, oh, I'll start next week and then next week. They haven't started all year. It makes a lot of sense that they'll push that New Year's resolution off a couple weeks or a month. So that's the first thing. It's never really been January that we've get this rush. It's always February, March. And, you know, in different states are obviously different. But what's not talked about is this January cancellations. Yeah. And it seems like it's happened for 12 years. And let's talk about why. Like, nobody's talking about that. It's always positive, right?
Yep. New
Year's resolution. What's going on? What are the conversations you're hearing? Obviously, we haven't heard anything yet. It's December, but like, what from last year and the year before? What have you been hearing?
Well, yeah, I think for us, we have, you know, pretty affluent clients.
Yeah.
And they are meeting with their accountants at the end of the year. And they're going through all of their expenses, looking at what's coming in, what's going out. Mm-hmm. And you have to think as an accountant or a money manager, that person wants the client to be as lean as possible and save them because that's their value that they're giving to the client.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
And so they're influencing them to say, hey, is this really worth it? Is this $400 a month that you're spending worth it? And the client, then that thought is coming. They probably never even thought about it, but now somebody's putting that thought in their head.
Okay.
And they're going, okay, yeah. Like, how many days a week am I going to the gym? Am I getting the value out of that? Did I see the results that I said I was going to see a year ago? Mm-hmm. And so all of those things start rattling around in their head, and there wasn't an issue before. They're perfectly happy, but now somebody's planted that seed and it can either be squashed right away by the things that we were doing preemptively or in that moment, or it can grow a little bit and then it grows legs and then they cancel.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about the preemptive approach here in a second. Okay. So that's one potential outcome because I would probably venture to guess there's, you know, let's not even say 25% of our clients are going to have a financial analysis person going through their stuff, but that's absolutely happening at some level, some percentage. What about people that, you know, they're at home, maybe January 1st is just wrapped up. They're with their family and they're kind of writing out these New Year's resolutions and they think about a change And it may be what, maybe it had nothing to do with the gym and the workouts they were doing, but it's the things outside the gym they were doing, but they blame it, the results, the lack of results on their fitness program. What about those folks? They're probably wanting a fresh start. They're probably thinking, hey, you know, I'll go to this other gym. I'll leave this gym. I'll go to another gym and it'll be the reason why I get results because it's a fresh start. What I wasn't, you know, it has nothing to do with the gym. It's their habits in between. What do you think about that?
100%. My biggest frustration in my position is, and I think with the industry, is prospects come to us looking for a solution. Right. And they need help. They're coming to us. They need help. And we say, okay, here's what you need to do to get results. Okay. Right. You need to come to the gym 3, 4, 5 days a week, whatever it is. You need to change your diet. We're going to help you with that. We're going to give you the tools that you need. We're going to coach you through it. Mm-hmm. You know, there's behavioral change, get enough sleep, drink enough water, lower your stress or manage your stress, all those things. And what do the clients do? They buy in for a week, 2 weeks, depending on how good we are at our jobs.
Yep.
And then they don't see immediate results because we know it takes time to create change. So they start looking for other solutions, right? And so all of a sudden, somebody who came to us as the expert looking for our help now doesn't believe us. So they're still sticking with us because people are reluctant to change, but now they're looking for all these other solutions on their own at the same time.
Like, give me some examples. Supplements.
Supplements. For us, one of the challenges that we face is a lot of our members will go out and seek help from like a naturopathic doctor,
okay,
right? Or a dietitian. Or just an endocrinologist, right?
Hormones and things.
Yeah, like that. Yeah. So then they get on HRT or they'll go to like one of these weight loss clinics that's putting them on, you know, a 500 calorie a day diet. And then they're limited in their ability to work out because they can't work hard. They have to be. They have no juice, right? So we're constantly combating different philosophies and the quick fixes. And so at the end of the year, yeah, 100%. Like somebody might reflect and they're going, yeah, I really want to make this change now. Mm-hmm. And all they have to do is pull up Instagram. And they're going to see ad after ad after ad, mm-hmm, with the person presenting them with some magical pill or solution.
Yeah. The shake, the cleanse.
The cleanse. Yeah.
The cleanse. Yeah. And so, you know, hearing this and obviously knowing what's going on, we have to combat that. And what would be your approach along the way? Because it has to obviously be established on day one in the consultation.
Correct.
And we, you know, first check-ins, second check-ins, things like that. But what happens, you know, we're into December now and we know it's coming. What do we do now? Hey, are you a gym owner whose business is in full swing, pulling in at least steady 30K or more per month, and now you're ready to ask yourself, what is next? Well, the Iron Circle is ready to show you that path forward. As a part of our exclusive community, you'll be surrounded by like-minded, success-driven gym owners just like you who are taking their businesses to the next level. Visit our website, ironcircle.net, to apply to be a part of the next Iron Circle group and let us turn your successful gym into a thriving fitness legacy. All right, let's get back to the show.
It's an education piece, right? The preemptive that's an ongoing thing. Is you have to constantly be educating your clients on why it is that they're, or we're telling them to do what it is that they need to do.
Right.
And then, you know, like we were just talking about before we came in here, doing little challenges.
Keep them engaged.
Yeah. Little things. And then obviously there's all your other retention things, tools that you're using, like establishing a strong community. So they're tied to the gym too. So if we drop the ball in an area, they're like, oh man, but I've got my group of
my crew.
I got my people, crew,
my peoples.
Yeah. So that just ties them back.
So to like the holiday party, right? Holiday party is something we've started. Let's just say we opened the gym in a September of 2009. In December, not even 3 months into the business, we had our first holiday party, and we've done one every single year. And they've changed locations and stuff, except for last year because of the COVID and everything else. But there's people that have gone to every single one and they love it. And what are you hearing here about like people's excitement around that?
People will change. Like we have a couple that changed their vacation plans because they wanted to make it to our party. They're like, it's the party of the year.
Yes, it is.
It is. It 100% is, right? And that's, they come to one and then they're like, no, I have to be at every single one after
such a blast
after that. And we have people that aren't even like old, like maybe old members or people that are just in our pipeline as prospects that came in and they're like, what's this holiday party thing about? Like they know about it or they've talked to other members that maybe referred them and they want to come to the party.
And so that's the piece of the community that we really put our flag in the ground and made it a thing. Plus we like to party and, let loose, celebrate the year. It's always nice, right? Like, we do a little recap presentation of the year and where we're going and keeps everybody on the same page, which is, all you can really do to get the community, right? And then there's other things, of course, the happy hours. We've not done them for 2 years almost because it's been difficult to fight, the community, like the COVID and all this stuff. Like it's always been a battle. Hopefully this thing dies down and we're going to just keep going, right? So the challenge is something that we're going to be doing here, and it's very simple, and I would suggest you do something like this. 12 days of fit miss. Jeez. 12 days of fit miss. We're going to start at 12 days before Christmas and basically one challenge, mini challenge a day, internal. This is going to be an internal play. I mean, it can be anything from like, hey, whatever, do 50 pushups today. 5 sets of 10 on top of your regular workout or jog a mile or walk a mile or go on a hike or drink a gallon of water or whatever those things can be. It's just one little thing you can do to check the box. We'll have our clients fill out a thing that says they did it on our system, or they can post it. Like there's going to be people that post it in the group. Hey, I did my gallon of water today, whatever it is. And then we're going to give them our perk fill points, which is something that, we talk about all the time is the rewards program, and we're kind of revamping it a little bit. And especially when we move to the new location, there's going to be kind of another resurgence of that. You tell me, from my opinion, from the seat I sit in, Zach, I would tell you that that's one of the biggest behavioral change plays that we've done. That, from checking in on the app, I don't know if you remember, there's people that would just walk in, right? They wouldn't even schedule themselves. And they And so we put all these things in place to earn points. And what we found is people in this gym are motivated by status and not necessarily a financial reward. Like, hey, refer us somebody and we'll give you a TV or an Apple Watch. They could care less.
Yeah.
That's fair. But points, they're on it, right?
Yeah. I mean, the points are a huge one. We just finished a challenge that we ran from the beginning of November to the day right before Thanksgiving. Mm. Pretty aggressive diet plan. And then we gave the members points, 10 points for every pound of body fat they lost and 10 points for every pound of muscle mass that they gained. We saw on average about 7.5 pounds of body fat loss client across 3.5 weeks. So it's huge, especially when we go back to what we're talking about, because what's going to happen from Thanksgiving to the end of the year, clients are probably going to gain those 7.5 pounds back.
Yeah.
And then in January, we run another challenge, like a recommit to fit.
Internal.
Yeah. And then they're not going to cancel because they're like, man, I got to lose those pounds of fat that I just gained back.
This is
a
very strategic, but the point is where it's very strategic because we know this January thing happens every year. So we started with our November. We got this fitness play, and then we got the recommit to boom, 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 3 months in a row to try to keep them engaged. And so how much do points cost us to give out?
I think a big fat zero.
People don't understand. Like, it doesn't cost us anything to reward a client with points. They do love it and they get the shirts. And by the way, as of pretty much today, we've got our online store. And so now we won't have to stock the reward shirts and stuff. So we'll just give them a code and they'll go buy them online in our DSA store. If you're interested in a DSA store, it says Dropship Apparel Store. We're doing those, guys. We've done probably 20 of them at this point, and they're awesome. And they save the gyms from inventory, from stocking items that don't sell, to be able to have unlimited items out there that basically when somebody makes a purchase, it's auto profit and it gets dropshipped to the client's homes. So that's something we're doing. You can always jump on a call, pfmarketingsolutions.com/call. There'll be a little DSA button. You can talk to Randy about that. But that's something, I think every gym needs that. And I'm excited to get ours. We've been putting ourselves last because we're doing all these other ones. Mm-hmm. But we, you know, we want to launch it at our holiday party. So yeah, there was a big push to get that thing done this week. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, I'm excited too. There's some cool gear on that.
Yeah.
On the webpage.
You can go wild with it.
Yeah. Tim, I want to circle back to, you know, we talked about an influx in January of people, and then, you know, the dirty little secret, which is all the cancellations. If your gym does annual contracts, when is the contract ending? The end of the year, right?
Well, it depends on when you sign up.
Yeah. But if you have a big influx in January, then we get to December and all those contracts are ending. So if those clients, if you haven't done enough to get the client good results, tied them to the community, you know, all the other things, the events, happy hours,
accountability
pieces, the behavioral change piece. You know, one challenge that we've faced that I know a lot of gyms have faced this year is the staffing struggle with, you know, hiring great staff, mm-hmm. keeping great staff. All of those things can culminate at the end of their, term. Now, if you didn't do enough, they're going to be looking for those other solutions, like you mentioned, and you weren't the solution.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's, yeah, maybe you had the honest person that's like, yeah, sign this annual agreement. I'm going to give it the full year, you know, keep to my word. And then December rolls around and they're thinking about their New Year's resolutions and their health, and they're looking for different solutions.
Yeah, that's the problem. So what's the solution? The solution is it may be too late for some of these folks.
Yep.
It may be too late, but you can absolutely reach out to all those people that are kind of at risk today. Like when you're listening to this, there's no reason to wait to find out if they're going to join again or cancel. Get in their ear now. Ask them how they're doing and get in front of it and maybe squash a problem before it happens. One of the keys to retention that we talk about in our coaching group is ask for feedback, right? If you don't know what's wrong, you can't fix it. So you should ask for feedback on a regular basis. You can do that through surveys. You can just sit them down in your office and say, like, hey, what's going on? How are we doing? Blah, blah, blah. And hopefully they're honest with you. Most of the time they disappear without, we don't know. And that sucks mm-hmm. because you're like, what was it? What was that thing? Because if it's happening to one, it may be happening to others. And nobody's perfect. No gym's perfect. Nobody has 100% retention. You may have it for a month, 2 months, maybe even a quarter. Depending on how many clients you have. But, you know, on average, there's 3-5% churn, people move, stuff like that. So you gotta stay in front of it. So this is your warning, I guess. It's not to scare anybody, but, you know, it's something that we absolutely should talk about because every quarter one, everybody's so fired up about the New Year's resolution, folks, but the people inside, you got to worry about those as well. And if you're losing people, you better outsell it, right? And fix it next year.
You should. And a preemptive approach is always the best approach, right? And so like you're saying, you can go on red alert and get in front of those people mm-hmm. and have the conversation and take some responsibility for it, but also put the responsibility back on the client. And so an easy kind of conversation to have is bring the client in. Hey, we're getting to the end of the year. I wanted to sit down with you and chat. You know, I know you haven't seen the results that you were hoping to see. We've had the, you know, we've had a conversation about the things that you need to do. And I probably wasn't as proactive staying on you as you needed. And I want to change that. And I know that you weren't sticking to what I told you that you needed to do. Mm-hmm. So you're taking some responsibility. You're also putting it back on the client.
Yep.
And then provide a roadmap for the next year. Perfect. So here's what we want to do for this next year coming up. Now, instead of the client even thinking about canceling, they're going, yeah, there's this plan. I don't need to look for something else.
That's a great point. Great idea.
And you're there. So you took some of the responsibility. You said, hey, I could have done more. The reason you fell off is because you weren't doing what I told you to do,
yep.
Which is always the problem that we face
it's
in the industry.
It's always the problem.
Right?
So is it.
And then you lay out the roadmap. Here's what we're going to do to prevent that. So that I stay on top of you, we're going to meet every 2 weeks for the next 3 months, whatever.
Yep.
And then we'll reassess and we'll see. And you're just great. Buying yourself some more time.
Nice. Great action items for everybody that, you know, this is something to be aware of. If you're new in the industry and this hasn't hit you yet, this is something that will happen for all these reasons. Reevaluation, financial reevaluation, people not doing what they were supposed to, and all these things in between. So we've given you a couple solutions from, you know, keeping people engaged through the end of the year, Zach's play about bringing people in, putting some responsibility on yourself as well as them, and then laying out a roadmap. I think that's the ticket at the end.
And typically December's like a really slow month as far as attendance goes, sure, at the gym, because people are traveling, they got stuff going on. In January, you kind of expect your focus to be on sales and new members. So do yourself a favor right now before you get busy and before you're already falling behind and you're focusing on sales and neglecting your members. Yep. Use this time when it's a little bit slower. People aren't wanting to necessarily sign up for a gym yet because they're waiting till the new year. Devote all of your energy, that RAM space, to your current clients to keep them.
I dig it. All right, guys, go out and do it. Thanks, Zach, for joining us today. Maybe we'll have you on again soon. But until next time, until next episode, guys, keep changing lives. See you on the next show. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the Built to Grow podcast, where we help gym owners win. Now, do you want to connect with me and other gym owners online? All you have to do to join our private Facebook group, Business Talk with Fitness Professionals, right now is to head on over to Facebook, type in Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. And when you join, we're going to give you access to our 10 strategies 7-figure gym owners use to win. All right. I look forward to you joining us next time on the Built to Grow podcast. Keep building something great.